So awakening the heart exercise. And we would like to offer you the direct experience of one, loving kindness, two, compassion, and of three, self-kindness, and four, self-compassion. So ensure that you're comfortable sitting opposite someone and face to face in a position that you can maintain for about 20 minutes at least. And also at a distance that feels comfortable for you, not too encroached on another person's space, but then again, not too distant, so you feel you can't connect. And this exercise may cause a variety of feelings to emerge. So please give yourself a lot of space to feel exactly as you feel. It's all okay. We're setting our intention to try to approach ourselves with more loving kindness and compassion, and then see what happens. Try to let the feelings flow through you. They are natural and you're not alone with them. And as I said earlier, this exercise also has sections where we imagine ourselves as a child. If you think this might be disturbing for any reason, please ignore this instruction and just think of your adult self. And also, as I said earlier, as human beings, we are always opening and closing. This is natural, and we should allow it to happen. Feel free to close during this exercise if you feel it's a bit too intense. At those times, you may wish to follow your breath, or close your eyes, or even remember to say something soothing to yourself. So as I instructed earlier, one person will keep his or her eyes open while the other has closed eyes, and then we'll switch roles. So having already decided who's going to open and close their eyes first, when I speak to the person with the eyes open, the task is to mentally direct the words to your partner. At the same time, the person with closed eyes should mentally direct the words to him or herself. So the person who is to open their eyes first, please open them. And the person who is to close their eyes first, please keep them closed now or close them. And as in other exercises, you may like to place a hand over your heart or other place that's soothing, just to remind you that you're not only paying attention to your own experience or our experience, but we're also paying loving attention. And you can leave your hands over your heart or let them rest in your lap as you feel you would like. If your eyes are open, this is an opportunity to imagine the unique gifts and strengths that lie within your partner. And if your eyes closed, are closed within yourself. Knowing there are gifts and strengths that are already realized and those that are still seeds of potential, like in every human life. There are wonderful moments of strength, courage, humor, creativity, generosity, and tenderness. Your heart and the heart of this person, like all human hearts, is capable of more love and kindness than you ever dreamed possible. As you look, if your eyes are open, imagine your partner as a child. And if your eyes are closed, You can imagine yourself as a child, if that's comfortable. Or just keep imagining your adult self. Recognize that there is still a child that lies within this person. Let yourself feel how much you want this child to be nurtured, to be able to grow into his or her potential, how much you wish that this child would stay well, safe from harm, peaceful and happy, how much you naturally want to bring forth and celebrate what is beautiful in this child. Let yourself feel how much you want this child to be nurtured, to be able to grow into his or her full potential. How much you wish that this child will stay well, safe from harm, peaceful and happy. How much you naturally want to bring forth and celebrate what is beautiful in this child. If you are seeing this person's potential and a natural wish arises to cherish and honor this person, know that you are now experiencing, what you are now experiencing is your innate capacity for loving kindness. Or if you are directing the words to yourself, that's self-kindness. And this capacity is there in you. Always. So both partners, please now open your eyes and take a moment to silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. Just a moment. Then both partners, please close your eyes and take a few moments to notice how you're feeling, letting yourself feel what you're feeling and be who you are. Some people will be feeling loving kindness, others will not. See if you can bring an accepting attitude to whatever your experience is. If your eyes were open before, please keep them closed now. And if your eyes were closed before, please open them now. If you like, offer yourself soothing touch as a reminder to be kind to yourself. Again, when I speak to the person with the eyes open, the task is to direct the words to your partner in a heartfelt way. At the same time, if you are the person with closed eyes, please direct the words to yourself. If your eyes are open, this is an opportunity to imagine the unique gifts and strengths that lie within your partner. If your eyes are closed, yourself, if that's okay. Knowing that there are gifts and strengths that are already realized and those that are still seeds of potential. Like in every human life, there are wonderful moments of strength, courage, humor, creativity, generosity, and tenderness. The heart of this person, like all human hearts, is capable of more love and kindness than you ever dreamed possible. As you look, if your eyes are open, imagine your partner as a child. If your eyes are closed, you can imagine yourself as a child, if that's comfortable. Or just keep imagining your adult self. Recognize there is still a child that lies within this person. Let yourself feel how much you want this child to be nurtured, to be able to grow into his or her full potential. How much you wish that this child will stay well, safe from harm, peaceful and happy. How much you naturally want to bring forth and celebrate what is beautiful in this child. Let yourself feel how much you want this child to be nurtured, to be able to grow into his or her full potential. How much you wish that this child will stay well, safe from harm, peaceful and happy. How much you naturally want to bring forth and celebrate what is beautiful in this child. If you are seeing this person's potential, and a natural wish arises to cherish and honour this person. Know that you are now experiencing, what you are now experiencing is your innate capacity for loving kindness. Or if you were directing the words to yourself, that's self-kindness. And this capacity is in there, in you, always. So both partners, please open your eyes and take a moment to silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. Then both partners, please close your eyes and take a few moments to notice how you're feeling, letting yourself feel what you're feeling and be who you are. And now take just a few moments, a few slow, deep breaths to reorient yourself for the next exercise. And if you want, you can just have a moment of stretching. If your eyes were closed before, please keep, if your eyes were closed before, please open them now. And if your eyes were open before, please close them now. If you like, offer yourself some gentle touch, some soothing touch, as a reminder that what we're doing with this exercise is very much based on not only bringing awareness to the exercise, also, it is based on bringing warm intentions of goodwill, kindness, and compassion. Let yourself become aware of a measure of sorrow that lies within this person right now. Your partner, if your eyes are open, yourself, if your eyes are closed. The burdens that are carried, the suffering and pain accumulated over a lifetime, as in every human life. There are disappointments, failures, loneliness, loss, and hurts. Things that seemed impossible to bear at the time, it somehow were born. Let yourself open to this pain. Turn towards it. Acknowledge it. You can't fix the pain or make it go away, but you can be with it with a spirit of courage and an open heart. Now imagine your partner as a child, and if your eyes are closed, imagine yourself as a child, if that feels okay. Recognize that there is still a child that lives within this person, sometimes frightened, hurt, confused, struggling. Let yourself feel how naturally you would want to reach out, to soothe, to reassure. How much you want that child to know that he or she can lean on you for support, for understanding, for love and acceptance. Let yourself feel how naturally you would want to reach out, to soothe, to reassure. How much you want that child to know that he or she can lean on you for support, for understanding, for love and acceptance. If you are seeing this human vulnerability and a natural wish arises to help, to protect and comfort this person in the midst of his or her suffering, know that what you're now experiencing is your natural capacity for compassion. If you are directing the words to yourself, that's self-compassion. And this capacity is there in you, always. So both partners, please now open your eyes and take a moment to silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. Then both partners, please close your eyes and take a few moments to notice how you're feeling, letting yourself feel what you're feeling and be who you are. Again, some people will be experiencing compassion, others will not. Can we give space for whatever arises? If your eyes were open before, please keep them closed now. And if your eyes were closed before, please open them now. If you like, you can offer yourself some gentle soothing touch if that feels right for you. And let yourself become aware of a measure of sorrow that lies within this person right now. Your partner, if your eyes are open. Yourself, if your eyes are closed. The burdens that are carried, the suffering and the pain accumulated over a lifetime, as in every human life. There are disappointments, failures, loneliness, loss and hurts. Things that seemed impossible to bear at the time, yet somehow were born. Let yourself open to this pain. Turn towards it. Acknowledge it. You can't fix the pain or make it go away. But you can be with it, with a spirit of courage and an open heart. Now, imagine your partner as a child. And if your eyes are closed, imagine yourself as a child, if that feels comfortable. Recognize that there is still a child that lives within this person, sometimes frightened, sometimes hurt, sometimes confused and struggling. Let yourself feel how naturally you would want to reach out, to soothe, to reassure. How much you want that child to know that he or she can lean on you for support, for understanding, for love and acceptance. Let yourself feel how naturally you want to reach out, to soothe, to reassure. How much you want that child to know that he or she can lean on you for support, for understanding, for love and acceptance. If you are seeing this natural human vulnerability and the wish arises to help, to protect, and to comfort this person in the midst of his or her suffering, know that what you are now experiencing is your natural capacity for compassion. If you were directing the words to yourself, that's self-compassion. And this capacity is there in you always. So both partners, please open your eyes and take a moment to silently acknowledge your partner with your eyes. Then both partners, please close your eyes, taking a few moments to notice how you're feeling, letting yourself feel what you're feeling, and be who you are. So now, everyone, please slowly open your eyes and thank your partner for what you've just shared. And take a few minutes to discuss the experience, how that was for you, and what you noticed, whether it was easier to feel loving kindness or compassion, or was it easier to feel loving kindness towards others or yourself?